This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado has its first litter of wild wolf pups since the 1940s. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
State wildlife officials have suspected a wolf litter for months. That's because location data from tracking collars attached to two adult wolves suggested the pair had a den. Since then, biologists have carefully observed the site, and now it's official. State biologists say they spotted three wolves with their parents multiple times. It marks the first evidence of gray wolves breeding in Colorado since hunters and trappers eradicated the species 80 years ago. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The legislature's health care reforms this year went beyond trying to make insurance cheaper. CPR's Andrew Kinney reports on an effort to rein in drug prices.
State regulators will have the power to limit prices for pharmaceuticals under a bill passed by the state legislature on Tuesday. The legislation creates a five-person board that will review prescription costs and set upper limits. The goal is to get people access to affordable pharmaceuticals. Republicans argued that it's dangerous interference with the market. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert.
You might have this unelected board come up with a lower price, but the availability won't exist.
Pharmaceutical review boards are increasingly popular among the states, but price regulation is still a new idea. The bill's now awaiting the governor's signature. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A national leader who championed sports for disabled athletes died last week at the age of 94 in Denver. Hal O'Leary founded the National Sports Center for the Disabled. He was a resident of Winter Park. Developers want to build thousands of homes in Fountain, a city south of Colorado Springs, but it seems it's run dry and doesn't have enough water to support that kind of growth.
The bottom line is, we can't give you something that we don't have.
Fountain says developers have to bring their own water if they want to build in the city. That story is coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered on CPR News. Red flag warning back in effect until 8 tonight for Grand Junction and much of the Western Slope. It is currently 91 degrees in Grand Junction. Vail is at 83 and Denver 88. This is CPR News.